Hi, and welcome to the Writing and Marketing Show, brought to you by author Wendy H. Jones. This show does exactly what it says on the tin. It's jam-packed with interviews, advice, hints, tips, and news to help you with the business of writing. It's all wrapped up in one lively podcast, so it's time to get on with the show. And welcome to episode 70 of the Writing and Marketing Show with author-entrepreneur Wendy H. Jones. It's a pleasure to have you join me for yet another show. And what a great week it is. Not only is the sun shining today, which is always a bonus at the moment because we don't seem to be having much sun, but I had my second vaccination yesterday, and next week I'm having a holiday. So it's absolutely a great week. I will be pre-recording next week's show and we'll have it up ready for you. So things seem to be looking up a little bit and we're getting a little bit more movement, although we still have to be careful. And, you know, life seems to be good. So I've managed to get out for a couple of meals, which was a nice change, having been stuck indoors cooking for myself for the last 4 months. It was nice to eat somebody else's food and to meet somebody for a cup of coffee as well. So it's been quite a pleasant time. So I enjoy bringing you this show every week. It's an absolute pleasure to do so. However, it does take time out of my writing week. If you're enjoying the show and you would like to know more, then you can support it for just the price of $3 a month, which is the price of a tea or coffee a month. And I would be very grateful. And you can do so at patreon.com/Wendy H. Jones. Now, today on the show, I have a very special show because I love, absolutely love the program BookBrush. And it's for authors, as you will find out, and I just love it. And I have, I'm very pleased to say that Kathleen Sweeney from BookBrush has joined me today. She is the marketing lead and customer service manager. She runs training sessions and does instruction videos for BookBrush. And it's an amazing program. So without further ado, let's hear from Kathleen, and you can hear all about BookBrush, which is well worth hearing about. And welcome, Kathleen. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. Where are you in the world? That's not a British accent.
Absolutely not. Nope. I'm in central Illinois, right in the middle of the U.S.
Oh, right. I don't think I've ever been to Illinois. I think I've been to both coasts, but nowhere in the middle.
That makes sense. There's not much happening in the middle.
Well, maybe I need to rectify that. I'm sure Illinois is a great place.
I'm about 2 hours from Chicago, and that's where a lot of fun things happen.
Oh, nice. Chicago is meant to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's amazing because I get to see all these programs about it. Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. I'm sure it's not like that.
Oh, sure. Life's just like it is on TV.
Anyway, we'd better move on to the questions and not where you're living.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about interviewing you. So are you ready to be interviewed?
Either one. I'll take it. I'm ready.
Right. So my first question really is, I cannot believe that the whole world hasn't heard of BookBrush, because everybody should have heard of it. But in case there's someone listening who hasn't, can you tell us what BookBrush is and what your role is within the company?
Sure, absolutely. So BookBrush is a design platform that's designed specifically for authors to be able to create their own eye-catching marketing images, all things social media, and a lot of other extra bells and whistles too. So, you know, there are a lot of nice design tools out there, but they're not all designed specifically with the author in mind. So I think that's what makes BookBrush really stand out in the author niche. And I am the marketing lead and customer service manager here at BookBrush.
Excellent. So, I mean, I love BookBrush, so hence the reason I wanted you on here. And it really is a fantastic program, so specifically for authors. So it's amazing. So we're all clear. I'm talking about BookBrush here, and so are you. But can you tell us about the different tools that are within the BookBrush system?
Sure. We have our flagship tool is the Custom Creator. And this is where authors can create marketing images for the various platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, BookBub, and the list goes on. And design fun things like a bookmark or a coaster for swag for your readers. And then you can also, within the Custom Creator, add fun things like video background effects and some animation. And then we have instant mockups, which are those beautiful real life images where you just drop your book in. And then we have some additional tools where you can create covers in the Cover Creator, a box set creator, where you can create box set images. And then we also have a trailer creator where you can do book trailers.
Wow, it's so versatile. There's literally everything you can need. And just when we think we've got everything you need, you come up with, well, not you personally, but BookBrush and the team come up with new ideas and bring something else out. It's phenomenal.
We are trying to make sure that everything that authors need in their marketing toolbox is right here available on BookBrush.
Well, I think you've made it, to be honest. I think you've managed it. So if one's a complete beginner, you maybe, you know, gone to look at BookBrush and you're wondering where to start, what would you advise?
It's pretty easy to get started. If you already have a book cover, you simply upload your 2D book cover in there. If you're really at the beginning of the game and you need to design a book cover, you can do that too. But a lot of folks come in, they have their 2D cover, they upload that. And then I think the easiest place to start would probably be the community templates. So we have a graphic designer who puts these things together, and they're a good way to start so you're not staring at a blank screen waiting for your creative juices to get flowing. You might have used them all writing your book. So here you need some marketing images. You can just drop your cover in, edit the text and change things if you want to, and download. So they're quick and easy ways to get some things done so that you can advertise on social media.
Yeah, the community templates are so good. And you're right. You can literally just drop things in there. And it's like magic. You have a fantastic graphic to use for your marketing, your book marketing. So, I mean, to be honest, I have to be honest and say that very often I forget about the community templates, but because they're there. And everybody rushes to everything else, but the community templates are so helpful that when I do go there, I'm blown away.
And we do add new ones each month. So when you pop in the next time, you might find some new different choices in there.
Yeah. And you have video templates now as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. We in the trailer creator, we have a new... let's make sure I get this correct. Media and video specialist who is creating some really nice templates. So those are called community templates too, to make the book trailers. So you can quickly have those nice promo teasers that are look like a book trailer downloaded as an MP4. And you just, with an easy mode, put in your text that you want, download, and you're ready to roll.
Hey, I love it. We like things that are easy and good to go because, as you say, we spend all our time writing, you know, so we want things that will really help us to get the word out quickly. So instant mock-ups. I want to talk about instant mock-ups. Firstly, what are they and how can we use them to their full advantage? And I have to say, I love them. I really do.
You are not alone. Instant mockups are our most popular tool. Mm-hmm. And we have over 1,100 images right now. And again, these are another place where we add some each month. They are real life images where you just drop your book in and download them. If you download one, it's a PNG. If you do several or quite a few, it's going to download as a handy zip file, and they are ready to post right to social media. So you may see your book positioned on the beach or somebody in a hammock or next to a cup of coffee. I don't even have a hammock or I'm not at the beach. So I think and most people aren't. So this is great. You just put the book cover in there and you've got these great marketing images that you can post. Another thing that folks do is bring them into one of our tools. And while you can't edit the mock-up image, you can add to it so they can quickly put a call to action or some text box, sale date, sale price, and download from there. So they're easy to personalize and tweak a little bit. And so I think that might be when you mentioned how to use them to their full advantage. That's probably what I would do.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can use them as your own templates, you know, once you download them, and use them in Custom Creator, which we'll get into in a minute. The other thing I discovered the other day, I'm always discovering things about BookBrush. I'm amazed by it. But I discovered the other day, I was doing a book review on my blog, and I wanted a nice graphic to go with it. So I thought, right, I'll look for, it was a biblical novel, yeah. And I thought, oh, well, I'll look for a sort of Christian background. And I thought, well, there's nothing really there. I thought, I'll look for a historical background. Clicked on historical, not realizing it wouldn't take out biblical, and got the perfect background. Biblical, wonderful. Historical. It was amazing. Amazing. Yeah,
I think in the Christian niche, we have quite a few templates that would work for that and historical as well.
Yeah, amazing. So I had them both ticked and it came up with a perfect template. So I was very excited that day.
I'm always wonderful.
Excited, but that day I was particularly excited because it was perfect.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
Yeah. Now, you've also got Custom Creator and you've talked about that as well. And that's the way many of your users develop custom images for their books. Can you tell us about this and the different things you can do with it?
Sure thing. So this was the first thing we built. I'd call it our flagship tool, and we continue to add to it. So folks that are kind of getting started might use a template, but a lot of folks start from scratch, and it's easy to do. So you'll choose from different things. There are over 90 3D versions for your book. So you're thinking there can be cover reveals, audio, ebook, physical book, all of these options with just putting your 2D cover in. So you've got a ton of choices there, and it could be a single book, or you can add as many as you want. So one option would be a collage to show your readers the different ways they can get your book. So you might feature a physical book, an ebook, and a phone. Or you could also, if you have a series or a series of standalones, line up the physical books or the ebooks across there. And this is just if you're starting from scratch, you can do all these things. And then you'll add a background, and you can choose from over 2 million free background images or upload your own. And then with text, when you're adding the text box, this is a hidden gem. There are 1,000 fonts to choose from. So if you click add more fonts, you can really find a font that will resonate with you and your genre and your book cover. And I should mention here too, you can upload your own custom font. So if you purchase the font that's on your book cover, and you want to keep that same look and feel across your marketing images, then you can upload that and use it there too. Then we also have what we call images. And there are three choices in here. Community stamps, so you'll find great things like available at Amazon, 5 stars, lots of author industry related things. And then there's a place to upload your own images. So if you want your photo or a logo, you can put that in. And then searchable stamps gives you another 100,000 cool images to choose from. So I really feel like you'll be able to find things that you want to place on there and really get it personalized. So I could talk all day about the Custom Creator, but it's really visual too. So if folks are interested, I have sessions that go over each tool, like one tool at a time. So it's not too much for your brain. And the Custom Creator 101 is a good spot for that.
How do people go and find that? I think this is a good time to ask, as you've mentioned it. How do they find these videos?
You can register for my sessions. They are recorded because life gets crazy, so you may not be able to join live, but when you're the website is called bookbrush.com, and when you're on your account page, you'll see a spot that says more webinars, and we have 8 different sessions, so each one is one tool at a time. These tend to last about 30 minutes a piece, so they're not a huge time commitment, but you can really dig in and learn more about one tool. So for example, the box set creator, definitely a hidden gem. People pay a lot of money for graphic designers to design that. They could do it themselves right there in BookBrush. So they can sign up on the account page under the more webinars and join any of those. They're free and recorded too. So I'd love for people to explore those.
Yeah, I mean, I've done them several times, and every time I learn something new. It's amazing.
We are always adding things. So you're correct. Even if you've taken a session, you can join an upcoming one to learn new things.
Yeah, I look like I'm turning into some sort of crazed stalker because I'm always there, you know.
But you I don't mind at all.
Things. You learn new things. I always like learning. So, I mean, we've talked about the community templates, and I've said that they blow me away. And you've told us where they come from, but is there anything else you can do with community templates? Can you customize them?
You can. And I think it's good to remember. So you might find one that looks really great, but it's a Facebook ad, a horizontal size. And what you want is a square for Instagram. Yeah. It's no problem. You can click that, put it in the workspace, then choose the other ad size and rearrange the elements within the new space. So although there may be only so many in there, I think we're over 2,000 now. So it's a lot of templates. Wow. It's kind of unlimited because you can then pivot and change them to a different format if you want to.
Yeah. I mean, I've fiddled around with them and they're fantastic. You know, it's, when I say fiddled around, I fiddle around with things all the time. I love BookBrush. In fact, I and a lot of my friends say they could spend their entire time on BookBrush and not bother writing, which isn't a good thing, really.
You know, we've had that complaint. It was just way too much fun and they didn't get back to writing. Now, I'm not going to be on the hook for that, but we do love that people come in and play around with the tools.
It's great fun. It really is. You can have a great time. And animations and video creators, I think, are game changers. Now, I know it's very difficult to explain these without showing it on the screen, but Kathleen, you're a professional, so, you know, give it your best shot.
I'll take a run at it. So animation is now available on all the paid plans. So this is a really perfect time to talk about it. And it's in the custom creator is where it lives. And it allows you to add literally what you would call an animation. So I call them attention grabbers. So you can make something look like Jell-O or bounce or flash. So if you want your book to add some extra attention, you could have the book do those things. You can also add animation to text. So for example, your text box could fade in from the left, then fade out right, or zoom in from the top. And when you add these things, it downloads as an MP4, and it just adds a different layer of interest. So anytime you've got that motion, if you've got a reader scrolling by, it may be your ad that's going to catch their eye because that bit of motion. So lots of different things. Attention grabbers would be those really cool things. And then the entrance, exit, things like that. And then you can also have a background video effect too. I would probably choose one or two, not the whole thing, so you don't give your followers a seizure, but you can animate a lot of different things in there.
That was what I was about to ask, actually. Is it better to limit it? Because it's like PowerPoint. The first time you get your hands on it, you want to use every bell and whistle there. And everybody's, you know, got migraine by the end of your presentation. And I think that could be the same with, the animations, because they're so exciting. You want to use them all. I mean, I've done a couple of things, and I don't know whether these are animations or videos, but I did one. I think one was an animation, one was a video. One of my books, Everything Happens in the Rain. It rains a lot in my books because they're set in Dundee, so, you know, it rains a lot in Dundee. So I put I've had all the six covers of my series and woods in the background because there's a lot of things happening in woods, and the rain coming down. And it was so effective in the background. You know, it was so effective. It really was. And I don't know whether that was animation or video. Then I did another one. This was definitely video. And it was one of my books was set in the snow. So I did that, put snow in it, and then put the caption that was all about the figure fleeing in the snow. Of course, it was the killer running away, you know. And it was so effective. It was so effective. So
I love the video background effects. Probably my favorite, although I have a lot of favorites, is smoke. So there's this amazing background where about 2 seconds in, the smoke rolls up, and it's suitable for so many different genres, really, because it just has this element of surprise and suspense. Yeah. So when I am showing the video background effects, smoke's a go-to. But ones that you mentioned definitely sound good for the books that you have.
Yeah. Have you got mist? We get a lot of mist in Dundee, I tell you. We do weather well here, I tell you. So all the weather ones will get used by the Scottish authors.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We do. We like weather in Scotland.
I'm going to be looking up mist after this. I'm curious now to see what we find. I will let you know.
Mist would be great. Mist, yeah. Ah, heavens. Now I'm trying to tell you what to do with it all.
So, no problem at all. I love suggestions.
What would be your top three tips for someone who is new to BookBrush?
I think joining our Facebook group is a great idea. So it's a private Facebook group just for BookBrush. It's called BookBrush. And folks post things that they've created in BookBrush and get feedback, or they ask questions about the tools. And so it's a supportive community there where people can learn more about the tools and see what other authors are doing. And I encourage folks who create something to post it in there for feedback for themselves, but also just to give other ideas to authors who are not sure what they might want to create. I see things all the time. I'm like, ooh, that turned out really nice. So I would say the Facebook group is a great spot to be. And then we talked about these a little bit, but joining those 101 sessions that are free and available, so you really feel like you know what you're doing. You can learn the tips and tricks and test things out, get a good feel for things with those sessions, and then probably community templates. And we talked about them, but they're just a nice place for authors to start.
I have to say the 101 sessions, I'm so glad they're recorded, because you think, oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh yeah, I'll do that. By the time you get to the end of 30 minutes, you've forgotten every good idea. So the fact it's recorded and sent to you is a blessing, because you can actually rewatch it and then recreate it.
You know, that's true. I was thinking we were recording them for folks who couldn't join live, but also, you know, I'm going to throw a lot at you in those 30 minutes. So it's probably nice that you, even if you were live, you can go back and give it another look.
Yeah. Because by the end of the 30 minutes, you're like, oh my goodness, I can't remember any of that. And it was all so good. It was all, you know, gold dust. So I know a lot of listeners have been using BookBrush for some time. What would be your top three tips for them?
I think one of my favorite ones lately, and people may not always do this, but there is a zoom in and zoom out button. And it's a nice sanity check when you create your ad or a book cover to zoom way out and view it as a thumbnail, because that's how folks are going to see it when they're potentially scrolling past in an online format. And so it will give you a look at how it's going to look to them when it's small. So that's kind of a hidden tip. Just give yourself that extra minute to zoom out and then zoom back in and see how it looks. So I think that's a good tip. Always save as a project. So any session you're on with me, I'm telling people, save your work as a project, and you can save a lot of projects in there. If you don't need them later, you can delete, but it's a nice idea to have those to come back in and edit if you change your mind later and think, oh, I do want to put a sale price, or I want to change something. So that's a good idea. And I'm pretty fond of the new eyedropper color picker. It works in pretty much every browser. I use it in Chrome. And so you can choose the eyedropper. And this way, if you want your text or a border to match perfectly with a color in your book cover, you can pick that color, even if you don't know the color code. So I think that's a hidden gem and pretty good tip.
It really is. It's fabulous, the new eyedropper. You know, I've had to stay away from it, because I could spend hours playing around with that with every book I've got, and I've got a lot of books. So at the moment, I'm trying to finish a book, so I'm trying not to spend 10 hours a day on BookBrush.
Limit yourself a little bit. Yep, good idea.
Yep. And BookBrush are always innovating. Are you able to tell us what you have planned for the future?
This is probably a good time to mention, and you maybe have seen this or maybe not, we added a roadmap feature so that folks can put suggestions in, and then they can also, I would call it, upvote the different things that are other people put in. And so our most recent initiative was to get the animation to all the paid plans. So we have that. And then we will be adding more to the book trailers, and then just other small things that people might want to see. I know some people just recently asked for those little nameplates that folks put into books, you know, put it in for the author. So that would be something that people would add. I don't know if and when we'll get this, but a lot of folks are asking. So in the Cover Creator currently, you can do ebook, print, and audio, but we don't have a hardback version. And that may be something to explore. No guarantees on that one, but it's a popular request, because that's coming around, and that would be a little different because of the flaps, you know, on the book.
Yeah, I think that might be popular because Amazon are doing a beta of hardbacks. So that might be why it's increasingly popular at the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a roadmap feature right in BookBrush. So you can give us your suggestions and see what other people are suggesting and give a little vote towards things that you think would be the best for us to focus on next.
I have to say, BookBrush are very responsive. If you go, oh, I would like X, suddenly X appears. It's marvelous.
Some things are easier to add than others. Like this hardback thing is going to be a challenge. But some of the things that folks want, we're like, yeah, we could add that pretty easily. And we've got a really responsive development team that loves to get in and work on things. So, yep, we do love to add things that authors will find handy.
That's good. Now, we've been talking about the plans quite a bit. So I want to ask you about them. What are the different plans? But I also want to ask, a lot of people want to play before they pay. Is there a free version as well that people can play around with before they pin their colors to the mast?
We sure do. We have a free plan where folks can create and download 15 marketing images for free, and that's in the custom creator. And they have access to pretty much everything in there, all those community templates, which I feel like are super handy when you're getting started. So I'm glad they have access to those things. And so in that format, you can download as a PNG, JPEG, or PDF, and you'll see a little countdown that starts with 15 and then deducts a credit so you can see where you're at if you want to do those 15 images for free. The instant mockups, our most popular tool, have some unlocked. So if you go into that tool, you'll see a keyword. You won't see it, Wendy, on yours because you're in a paid plan. But if you're on a free plan, there's a word for free. And you can click that and try out the ones that are free to test that out. And then in the cover creator, because we have a lot of folks who are really, you know, at the very beginning of their writing journey, you can try before you buy in the cover creator as well. So you can design it and save it. It'll have a watermark. And then if you're interested in downloading it and you like what you created, you could upgrade then to a paid plan. And this would be a good segue to mention the paid plans are single author plans. We have three tiers. They're called Plus, Gold, and Platinum, and they're paid yearly. And they start, the Plus plan is $99 US and per year. And then Gold steps up to $146 per year. And then Platinum, if you treat yourself to Platinum, is $246 per year US dollars. And they each have different features as you step up. So you can compare. Gold's most popular, because it includes those instant mockups that everybody loves, and then box set creator and more things there too.
Well, I've got a Platinum plan because I like everything. So I wanted everything.
You can't go wrong. It has a lot of great features.
And I'm about to renew my paid plan. So I'm very excited because obviously I'm not excited about paying money out, but I think it's worth it. You know, it's worth paying the money.
Because you have unlimited downloads. So I think that's worth mentioning that you can use it as much as you want. So you have a paid plan, but then really the sky is the limit on those downloads.
Yeah. I think it's worth unpicking here. You said that, you know, these are for single authors. Is there a business version of this or?
There is. So when you on the website, if you're viewing the plans, it'll say it's for single author. And in that case, pen names are fine. So if they're all you, a single author plan is fine. Then underneath it says need more authors. And we have professional level plans as well. So some folks who are like a personal assistant to a number of authors would be purchasing those professional level plans. And they're structured a little bit differently because they're allow you to download images for an unlimited number of authors, whereas the single author plans are unlimited because they're just for you.
Right. Can I ask a question here? I may have fallen foul of what I'm meant to do as a single author, but if I'm reviewing a book, I've been on my blog, not paid at all. I've just been using a BookBrush image. Is that all right or not?
Oh, sure. That's fine. What's really not permitted is just that if you decided to make all of your friends' marketing images for them too with your plan. But what you're doing is exactly what a lot of folks do. Yeah. That's no problem at all.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the usefulness of it is that sometimes I will say, well, I'm going to, just because I'm feeling kind, do an image for somebody and put a little call out for their book. And I'll do that, you know, But I'm
that's
not,
perfect I'm not because maybe they'll say, hey, that's a really great image. Where did you make that? And they'll run right over and check out BookBrush.
Tell them to go to BookBrush, which has actually happened. I have to say that has actually happened. Somebody said to me, I wondered where how you were suddenly so good at images, Wendy. They know my limits.
You have a magic tool.
Precisely. And they then signed up for the Platinum plan. So, you know, it does work. It does work.
Wonderful.
So, I mean, this has been amazing, but obviously all podcasts have to come to an end. So how do my listeners find out more about BookBrush? And we've already discussed the prices and we've already discussed try it before you buy. So where do they go to find this magic tool?
Find us on the internet at bookbrush.com, and there's a register for free spot. So if you're brand new, you can sign up for that free account, no credit card required, and that'll get you on our mailing list. So we'll send you different emails with updates and things that are happening and tell you more about the tools and give you access then to the account page where you can sign up for those different sessions to learn more too. So bookbrush.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Kathleen, for joining me here in Scotland today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
That brings us to the end of another show. It was really good to have you on the show with me today. I'm Wendy H. Jones, and you can find me at wendyhjones.com. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support me for as little as $3 a month, which is less than the price of a tea or coffee. You go to patreon.com/WendyHJones. I'm also Wendy H. Jones on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you found it both useful and interesting. Join me next week when I will have another cracking guest for you. Until then, have a good week and keep writing, keep reading, and keep learning.